This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag, your one-stop shop. Refer a new customer to Premier Ag, and both you and that new customer get 10% off at Premier Ag Paso Robles.
98.1 KJUG with Tom and Becky in the Morning. I didn't realize this, but apparently November is National Stress-Free Family Holiday Month.
Oh, that's a great month to hold that.
Right? The number one cause of holiday stress is spending too much money. That is the word from a recent Franklin Covey survey asking over 15,000 customers what causes them stress during the most wonderful time of the year. 87% admitted that holiday activities do cause stress. 49% confessed to being relieved when it was all over. I don't think I'm relieved come January 5th.
No, I'm not at all. I'm a little sad. It's like when you leave Disneyland. It takes you a couple days to like, okay,
yeah,
I can do this.
Yeah.
There's always next time.
So here are your top 10 most stressful holiday activities. Number one, spending too much money. Number two, creating a specific holiday budget. I don't know, what would that cause you stress? Just because you're arguing over it with your spouse or significant other?
Well, probably just, it's like a lot of thinking. Like, okay, yeah. I've got to get this done. I'm trying to stick to it. Yeah. Stress if you go over it.
Number three, deciding what gift to buy and for whom.
I'm not messing around with that this year.
No?
Not this year. I'm not guessing what anyone wants. I'm not going to decide what anyone wants. Just tell me what you want for Christmas. I'm getting that for you. Here is my list. And here...
You've taken over for my wife. You've done what my wife has done. Send me your list.
I'm not doing it.
Send me your list and I'll get you what's on your list.
My mom does that. She's like, you know, send me what you want.
Yeah.
I've shipped her my list. Here you go. I asked you yesterday, the day before, what do you want for Christmas? Yeah. I need you to just tell me.
Okay. You shocked me. You got to give me a little bit of time. You know me.
If there's just something you want, that's what I'm getting you.
Okay. Scooter's out of your budget for me?
I'm not getting you a scooter.
$350? Is that too much?
I wouldn't spend $5 on a scooter for you because I'm saving you from embarrassment.
More stresses this month. Managing workload to take time off. Number five, not enough time to shop. Number six, not enough time for events. Number seven, sending gifts and cards on time. That's the one that gets me. That's the one that's caused me the most stress.
I'm getting my Christmas card photos done next week.
Good. You should. I put it in my calendar every year. And my family just sees that go right by and laughs at me.
Why don't you book a photo? Like, do you take your own pictures or do you have a photographer take your pictures?
We've done different things over the years, different, more creative and less creative. But I'm like, I'm not doing this. We're gonna do a Christmas card. We're going to do it on time. We're going to get it out right. We're going to do this.
And why don't you just book the photo shoot?
I turn into like super type A spreadsheet guy and then everybody's mad at me. And then then I got to go drink.
Book the photo shoot. Be like, here's when we're getting our Christmas card pictures done.
You know what we have done? A couple times is we'll go get our tree like day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And we'll have one of the workers like take or people there take a picture of our family in that little tiny sleigh. We've used that.
We'll do that.
Well, that's probably what we'll do. A couple more here. Sending gifts and cards. Sometimes I do that. Number eight, this is holiday stress. Taking care of physical well-being. Nobody wants to be sick of the holidays. Number nine, relationships with family. And number 10, decorating for or hosting a holiday party. So those are your stresses right there.
St. Nicholas has texted in.
Nice.
He said, our top stress is group family pictures with choosing colors for everyone to wear. That was my stress yesterday.
Yeah, you were going through some of that yesterday, weren't you? Green blazers, red blazers, blue blazers, purple Christmas. Can I get away with it? You know,
I never asked that. So you're aware.
Jug poll of the day today. Do you think you spend too much money during the holidays? It's the number one stressor. But do you, honestly now, if you look at what you spend, do you think you spend too much money?
Yes, I know I do. Oh, yeah, I know I do. And I always tell myself, you know what? We're not going to do that this year.
Yeah.
I'm lying to myself. I never say that, actually.
Right, right. You think about saying that.
I think about saying that.
You read one time that somebody once tried to say that, but right.
And I was like, give three gifts, something they want, something they need, something to read.
Big gifts, small gifts. You're just getting one gift this year. You know. Sorry. All right, that is our joke poll of the day.
I'm sorry, tough luck. Just text that in. Four gifts to get someone, something they want, something they need, one clothing, something they can read. I made fun of that saying before I read your text, and I'm very sorry.
Something borrowed, something blue. All right, jug poll. is brought to you by Farm Supply. Find a Farm Supply in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, Rio Grande, Santa Maria, and Buellton Farm Supply for the farmer and everyone.
First-time dad said, hey, Tom, pay a photographer to follow your family around when you get a tree, and you'll look famous to everyone. He would love that. Do that. And then you can wear your sunglasses and, like, have people look at you all.
Wait a second.
So, like, one of the best ideas anyone's ever had for you.
Whoa. Whoa. Hire a photographer to follow me and my family around, taking pictures like we're going to be in, like, some magazine or something?
We're doing that this year, but downtown. You could go downtown and have people think that you're, like, you know.
Yes. And if I had, like, a hat on and some sunglasses.
But you have to look Christmassy still.
People would be like, who is that, Ben Affleck?
Where were you when you were hoping that people thought you were famous and you, like, had your sunglasses on?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought that you were somewhere, yes, and you wanted people to think you were famous, so you, like, kept your
sunglasses
on. Yes, I swear we had this conversation.
I am 98% vain, but I am not 100% vain.
It was a thing you did. I know it.
You're nuts. You're nuts.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag and Paso. Your one-stop shop for anything you might need in the arena. From team ropes and calf ropes to calf strings and goat strings, they have it all. From brands like Cactus, Fastback, Lone Star, and Willard.